Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Software engineers continue to be in great demand across the country and in our state, and that means there is also considerable demand for training and continuing education in that field. And our next guest is working to provide that here in South Carolina. Carl Hudson Phillips is co-organizer of the second annual Syntax Conference coming to Charleston May 18th and 19th. Today he's in our studio. Carl, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Give us the background here, an overview of this conference.
A career in software development is a commitment to lifelong learning. And for most software developers within the state, there aren't very many opportunities to continue that ongoing education. What typically happens is a developer gets a job. Over the next coming years, they continue to do the same thing they've always been doing because there aren't that very many opportunities. In some cases, companies provide opportunities for professional development where a developer can travel out of the state to attend a conference, step away from the work environment, gain new ideas, find out about new trends, and return to the job with new ideas to become more efficient or more effective. Syntax is the opportunity for the state to provide that ongoing education for these developers.
And the name Syntax came from where?
Syntax is the way you put words together to make a sentence. So for a programmer, if you don't do this correctly, you have a syntax error, just as you would have a grammatical error.
Now tell us more of what will be happening during these 2 days.
Over the course of 2 days, developers from all across the country will offer lectures on front-end development, back-end development, and other areas we call platforms, because it covers mobile development, cloud development, Internet of Things development. We have 30 speakers, over 30 sessions, at a fraction of a cost that a developer would pay in another state.
Because we're good guys here in South Carolina?
Not exactly. This is an event created by developers for developers. So the goal is to create community, not necessarily profit.
And so talk to us a little bit about the industry, software engineers here in our state. I'm assuming demand is still strong. There are code schools around the country now who are trying to provide a pipeline of these workers to the industry. Is demand still strong here in South Carolina? Is supply catching up?
The demand is significantly strong. We keep hearing more and more about the tech boom within South Carolina and how businesses are growing. More and more, these companies rely on software developers to put out a product, to make the company more competitive. Almost invariably, you never hear about that developer until there's a shortage for companies. So yes, there is a shortage in supply. The demand is outpacing the supply, but there's a huge disconnect from the state because we're promoting to developers to come to South Carolina. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to work. But there's this huge disconnect because there isn't the ongoing development series that a lot of talented developers look for.
Such as?
Syntax Conference or traditional workshops or coding schools that could help professional or advanced developers excel. There are a lot of coding schools popping up all around the country, and that is a great thing because they're bringing more people into the workforce. But what about the seasoned developers? They need help too.
Are there any particular areas in this field that are hotter than others, in more demand than others?
I would say JavaScript. More and more JavaScript is in everything. And Jack Russell Coding School, one of our sponsors, focuses specifically on JavaScript. And you could see that across all tracks at Syntax, JavaScript is the common denominator.
What's the salary range for software engineers in South Carolina these days?
It varies. I don't have the stats in front of me, but you're looking at probably $50,000 to well over $100,000.
Well, Carl, one more time, give us the specifics on the upcoming event, the date, the place.
It's called Syntax Conference on May 18th and 19th at the College of Charleston North Campus.
Carl, thanks for visiting our studio today.
Thank you.
Carl Hudson Phillips is co-organizer of the second annual Syntax Conference. We will have a link to that conference posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.